El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And even on these evenings before Christmas, we go anywhere. Other talk shows wish they could go but can't, to bring you the very finest in broadcast talk radio entertainment. Now then.
Well, you're really sort of stretching, aren't you?
Yeah, it does feel like I'm stretching, and I don't have to. I mean, I know exactly what I want to say, but for a moment there, I thought I was going to be blasphemous, which I am not, and which I would not be. Now, later on tonight, speaking of blasphemy, later on tonight, we are having our Phil Hendry Christmas Carol. This is the third annual. You know, we used to do a lot of things on the show, annual things, and then we just gave them up because we got bored. Like, we used to do the 100 top phone calls of the year.
Yeah, but that was only like 10.
Yeah, we only did 10 of them, but we would claim it was the 100 top phone calls of the year. Did that every July 4th. We got tired of that. It was too much work. We like to do things that you guys will enjoy and take as little work as possible. Isn't that a fair trade-off? Of course it is. For instance, tonight's Christmas Carol, while we did think of pre-recording it, that would have meant we would have taken the guts of the essence of radio, which is live, we would have taken the guts completely out of it. Also, it's more difficult to record these things. It's going to be easier for us to just come in here, throw a few sound effects up, say a lot of dumb stuff, and get out of here with our with our rear end intact.
Your rear end intact.
We'll just get out of here. You know, we'll get out of here having delivered to you. I think a very quality hour of entertainment, and we won't be any worse for the worse for the wear. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't want to get too silly here because we are going to talk relatively seriously concerning the holiday, the Christmas holiday, and most especially the Christmas holiday this year because it falls on a Sunday. And atheists, there's an atheist group, and there's a number of atheist groups, as you know, who make it their business to complain about Christmas. But I'm very, very fortunate to have with us Carl Botten, who is with Proud American Atheists, and this is a group of people who do not like to cause a problem. They're not here to rock the boat, but they have a campaign called Enough is Enough, and they're going to be talking with us about that here in just a couple of minutes, the idea of Christmas falling on a Sunday. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and our website, philhendryshow.com. If you have a backstage pass, why don't you check us out on Phil TV and HD? You can watch us coming this year. We are going to make our video casts, the on-demand version of our video casts, compatible with all of your Apple products, whether it be your iPad or your iPhone. That is a feature that will very much be welcome, I know, by you, and one that we're looking forward to providing for you. And as far as live streaming of our video casts on Apple products, on iPads, we are working on that as well. But keep in mind, 99% of the industry does not have live streaming, live flash streaming on iPad or Apple, other than places like Major League Baseball and the National Football League, because they have billions and billions and billions of dollars. But nonetheless, we're going to do everything that we can to continue to provide an upgrade, as we do, in the quality of our product upon its delivery to you. And I'm telling you, on demand for iPhones and iPads is going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing, and that's coming very, very soon as well. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number, the Phil Hendry Show here. And let me get on the line here, Carl Botten. Carl is with us from Los Angeles tonight to talk about this program that you guys have. Carl, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. Thanks for having us.
What is the program, and again, the name of it is?
Yeah, well, the name of it is Enough. You had that right.
And you're an atheist. The name of your organization?
The name of our organization is Proud Atheists of America, and we mean that in every sense of that. We are very proud Americans. We're very proud members of our society. We are not here to cause problems for anyone. We're here simply to celebrate, if you want to call it that, exercise, if you want to call it that, our right as Americans to believe as we wish. But we are not here to interfere with anyone's religious beliefs. We recognize that the culture of America, the society itself, has very, very deep roots. I think it's a little arrogant of some of our atheist brothers and sisters to insist that practices that are ages old be reversed, that we're not talking about slavery, we're not talking about women's right to vote, any other infringements on personal freedom.
So you feel that the assertion of the atheist viewpoint in our society should go a little slower?
Well, I don't know if that's the word. I think the word is more diplomatic, and I think it can be. And I think we can work with people. We don't have to constantly make ourselves the enemy.
All right. So to that, and I have to tell you, I think that's refreshing, and I think.
Thank you.
I think it is, and I think it's probably needed in a lot of areas of our society, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what, Phil? We agree with that. We really do. I won't point out any specifics, but we agree with that.
All right, but now let's talk about your program called, what is it again? It is...
Well, the name, and it's a working title. We're not married to the title, but Enough is Enough is, it encompasses, I guess it grasps the essence of our quest to ensure that we have a fair society and that we're not unduly burdening people. We've tried to work since Proud Atheists of America was founded in 2002 in Washington, D.C. We've always tried to be as diplomatic as possible. We've tried to be as cooperative as possible. And never have we approached any issue from any standpoint having to do with being dictatorial or dogmatic or insisting on our point of view or interfering with other people's rights to express themselves their way. So Enough is Enough is a little bit of a change for us.
All right. Enough is Enough, though, is about what?
I'm sorry, Phil.
No, I'm glad to get the background. I really am.
All right. Enough is Enough is our... It's our view that we have Christmas and we have Sunday, where people go to church and the day is taken off and it is the Lord's Day, and this is how Christians view that day. Excellent. Now we have Christmas on Sunday. So now we have a hyper-concentrated, hyper-focused day of Christianity. And I think in that instance, Phil, it goes over the line. It goes over the line we have sort of drawn in the sand to say, you know, we have been cooperative. We have done everything we can to work with our fellow Americans in exercising our rights of religious freedom, their rights of religious freedom. And now they have, it seems, they have initiated... An aggressive move whereby we have Christmas on a Sunday, which hyper focuses.
Yeah, but this is not something anybody planned.
No, I know that no one planned it, but it is not something that you can't undo. You can celebrate Christmas on Monday. You could have celebrated on Saturday. You could move the day.
But it's a very, very holy day in the Christian faith.
I understand that it's a holy day in the Christian faith, and I also understand that Sundays are a very, very holy day in the Christian faith. And I also understand that Easter is a very holy day. I understand that there are lots and lots of holy days, and we've done our very best as atheists to, at least our organization, and we do boast some 11,000 members across the United States. And we're gaining more traction every day, and I think it's because of our non-confrontational approach. So because we are non-confrontational, and we wish to work with people rather than against them, it's hard for us to say, well, there has to be a line in the sand. And that was the line in the sand. It's been crossed.
Well, the line in the sand, you didn't draw a line in the sand saying, as long as Christmas doesn't fall on Sunday.
No, absolutely not. But what we did say... was that, okay, we recognize these days as holidays. I had no idea, I don't think anyone really had any idea, that these days were going to become, that you could double them up or you could lay one on top of the other and it would suddenly become a monument of religion that goes beyond, I think, what the Founding Fathers recognized. And even still... goes not just beyond that, but goes to an area of infringement on the rights of atheists.
How do your rights get infringed by there being not just a Sunday, but Christmas on top of that?
It's offensive for us to, I think other atheists have expressed this, and I'll try and express it in a the best way I know how. It's offensive for us as atheists to see this day of Sunday have now Christmas laid on top of it. It's painful enough when you are inundated on television and radio and so forth with these religious messages. And I was laughing before you went on the air, Phil. You were playing the song "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year," and I commented when I had heard that song a couple of weeks ago. I said, "It's actually one of the most painful times of the year for atheists, because this year we not only have the affront that is a Sunday, now we have the double offense of that Sunday being not only Sunday, but now people are going to church because it's Christmas as well. And so you have this doubling up. You're going to church, then you have to go to church for Christmas."
No, you don't have to do that.
Well, I know you say that, but that a lot of people take the occasion, because it's political for a lot of people, to give us an extra jab, to put a thumb in our eye, to give us a little bit of an elbow, and say, "Look what we get to do." And they go to church on Sunday morning, and they go to Mass. And then, of course, we have midnight Mass. So the day has become a monstrosity of overdoing it.
Now, you mentioned Saturday, and that's kind of you're talking about midnight Mass.
That is correct.
That's not really Saturday. I mean, I know you're going to Mass on a Saturday, but by the time Mass starts, it's Sunday.
Well, that's true, Phil, but let's be honest. It's Saturday night into Sunday. It becomes an event that not only do Christians and Catholics go, but also non-believers, because it's now an event. It's now something that people have to be seen at.
All right, we have with us Carl Bodden here from, and we'll take a break, Carl. I appreciate you being with us this evening. Carl Bodden from Proud Atheists of America. Now, not only do you have Sunday, but you've got a double header going on Sunday. You got Sunday, and you have Christmas on top of Sunday. And there are some atheists who believe, even though they've tried to work with Christians and Jews and other people of faith, they believe that this is just too much. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. Later on tonight, we have our Christmas Carol starring Bud Dickman. That's at midnight Pacific time here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Carl Bodden in a moment. 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Somebody wanted to know, what is the, on Phil TV in HD, we have a bit of a video clip that's on our green screen. It's the video clip that is the background for our video cast tonight. That is an actual, believe it or not, that is an actual clip of London in the year 1903. This is film footage that was taken by a photographer, some man with a moving picture camera, and this is London and the different parts of London. And you're seeing Hackney's there, and you're seeing a lot of different stuff. And it's the City of London, 1903. I thought we'd throw that up there, given the fact that tonight is Christmas Carol night. On the line with us here is Carl Bodden. And, Carl, I thank you for being with us. And we're talking about your tolerance of Christianity and how it's getting too much with the doubling up, as you call it, of Christmas and Sunday.
I know it's a celebration, it's an annual celebration that people enjoy, but you just mentioned going into your interview with me, or this segment of the interview, that you're going to be doing some rendition of or some recording of A Christmas Carol, correct?
Yes.
And it's as if, as an atheist, we're surrounded by this continuing and unrelenting pushing of the idea of God.
Now, Christmas Carol is not really considered overtly religious.
But it is religious. There is a constant message throughout that particular work by Charles Dickens of Jesus Christ, of God, and of the day that Jesus was born, and so forth. So it's a unrelenting, unhalting, unyielding effort to proselytize this. And no matter what us as atheists do, no matter how much we give, no matter how much we say, of course, we understand, of course you can have your religion. May we have our non-belief. Every time I turn around, I've got something that is essentially pushing me further into a corner and further into a corner. Now on Sunday, it was enough to have people going to church. I had to deal with that. And as an atheist, we all deal with it. We deal with it in our own private way as best we can. Now, we have Christmas on top of that. So the day becomes as much of a funeral dirge. And
I mean, you're saying it's really depressing for you, huh?
It's very depressing. If you're an atheist, yes, it's extremely depressing to see so much. Some people might say stupidity. I don't think it's stupidity. To see so much delusional behavior.
Delusional behavior, watching people celebrating Christmas.
Unfortunately, Phil, and I don't mean offense, but that's my opinion.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go over here to Will with Phil and with Carl here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, how you doing? Look here.
Good.
I would agree that Christianity and also the New and Old Testament needs to be looked at again in the year 2012. We need to look at it from a fresher eye and just, you know, basically, you know, come up with some new answers of what's going on, because those people back there didn't have a real grasp for the reality that we know today. But here's my point.
I'm not talking about you in particular.
What I'm saying
My life has been ruined enough by that.
Well, I'm saying it's a strangeness in the way you present yourself, because you seem to be angry. Why does it bother you that other people worship?
Oh no, sir. I'm not. I would say that I'm of all atheists, I'm the least angry.
I'm an agnostic. I just don't know. But I don't say definitively.
All right, but my point is that I'm not.
That it is.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to argue that. But what I'm saying is, many atheists are much more extreme than me. No, I want to work with people and say, of course you need to have Christmas. Of course you want to have Sunday. But do you have to have them on the same day? Does it bother you at all?
I mean, you should be depressed about something, be depressed about war. Be depressed about the economy, but why?
Well, I'm depressed I'm depressed about the wrong kind of war. I think the right kind of wars I'm very happy to see. I don't think beating Hitler in war was a bad thing. You may disagree, but I don't. Now, as pertains to God, I think that God is all well and good, but why does it have to be? I'm going to use a colloquialism here, Phil. I hope you don't mind. Why does it have to be stuffed up my rear end?
Well, that's a little crude.
I apologize, but
let me just.
But you know what I mean. It's stuffed up there.
The reason for
Jesus
coming
was a what?
To this country is to, you know, worship with freedom. I mean, let people do what they do, as long as they're not hurting anyone. Let them do what they do.
I want to, sir.
You seem more like you're coming from an antichrist sort of place, because you got a little anger there.
No, I'm just saying that if you have Sunday, that's one thing. But then you have Sunday and Christmas. What's that about?
So what?
Why do they have to?
It's like an appropriate day to me.
Why do they have to pile it on like that?
Why
can't it be separated? Well, I care because it piles on the pain that I feel.
Look at the football
game. I'll give you an example.
Don't worry about it.
I'll give you an example. When you see, and I'm going to assume, and forgive me, are you African-American, sir?
Yes.
All right. If you were to see a Confederate flag, it would be a little painful, I would think, just as the swastika is to Jewish people. Of course, the Confederate flag and swastika should be painful to all
people. It's apples and oranges.
It's the same thing.
Apples and oranges.
Wait a minute. I got to hear this again. Hold on. I got to hear this again. You said a kid in shorts going into church with his parents is what?
I said that the family scene in America of everybody piling into church is like a swastika, yes.
To an atheist.
Something's wrong with you, and they better take
I don't understand.
Something's wrong with you, and someone better take a closer look at you.
Oh, I see. So because I disagree with you, I'm mentally deranged.
No, the fact that it bothers you to your core means that something is awry, that you don't have the ability to compartmentalize things that doesn't have anything to do with you. I mean, if someone's worshiping a Christian religion, why should it bother you? If you don't believe, you don't believe. Just don't attend.
Does that ring a bell, Carl?
No, it doesn't ring a bell. I think that you would allow... I think that's a terribly hurtful thing for that man to say to me.
All right. I thank you for... All right, Will, I got to go. Thank you, Will, for your call, though. I appreciate it very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Carl Bodden. What happened to... Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I think something just stopped all of a sudden.
Yes, my mind.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we continue on here, we have with us Carl Bodden from Proud Atheists of America. The name of your organization, I just wanted to reiterate for people who may have just joined us, Carl, it's an homage or a testament to your patriotism. Is that a fair enough assessment?
I think it is. I don't think any of us would consider ourselves arch patriot, as in flag waving or daughters of the American Revolution, but we did want to stress in the founding charter of our organization that there is nothing anti-American about being an atheist. There's nothing, in other words, counter-American to it. I am a father, and I enjoy the same things that many Americans enjoy, including my citizenship and whatever industry I can lend to furthering this great country. So that's not an issue at all. The issue is simply the patience, I think, that many atheists have had, most atheists, I would say, have had, with the believing religious community, however you want to put it. And this patience has not, I don't think, been rewarded. I think it's been abused. And this year, we find not only do we have a Sunday that we have to endure, each of us in our own solitary way, each of us disconnected from the other on a Sunday, because it is a day off, and so therefore we're not working and we're not much in communication, and some of us are married to women who believe in God. But then we also have to deal with it being Christmas, so it becomes almost unendurable. And it reminds one of the final words of the Emperor of Japan when the atomic bomb was dropped on the people of Japan, and he said, "It is time for us to endure the unendurable." I don't know that I've got it in me. I drew a line in the sand. I don't mind Sunday, but now they want to throw Christmas into my face as if it's garbage.
So you're extremely offended.
I wouldn't say extremely.
Well, when you say that Christmas is being thrown into your face like garbage, you feel taken advantage of.
Well, most assuredly, yes. Most assuredly, yes.
Do you feel that there should have been some move made to move Christmas away from this Sunday so it wouldn't fall on a Sunday?
I think there should have been some consideration. There had been communications back and forth with a number of the religious leaders of this country. And
who had you been in touch with?
Oh, I'd been in touch with the Cardinal Mahoney in Los Angeles Diocese, one or two of the other synods, a couple of the Pentecostal leaders that I'm familiar with. But no one would even answer our letters. They see atheists, and of course they think that there's it's sort of a satanic thing, which is, of course, ridiculous.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445. Going to Andrew on the phone this evening. Andrew, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Carl Bodden. Go ahead, please.
Oh, how y'all doing?
Yes, sir, good.
Hello.
Is Carl the atheist?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Carl, my name's Andrew. I've been an atheist for quite a few years now, but I've got to ask you, man, do you feel persecuted by Christians?
I don't know. As a rule, no. That's why this is such an unusual and shocking development.
Well, man, I can't really look at it the same way. I mean, Christmas falls on the 25th, and
of course,
happens that Sunday does, and a lot of atheists do feel persecuted, but it's because of people that want things like Christmas changed to another day to make them happy. I mean, you know,
well,
even though
don't
I'm
you
an
think
atheist,
that is Don't you think that that's almost like waving a swastika in a Jew's face to say that?
Boy, I got a problem with that.
Well, I'm asking this gentleman here.
The swastika has not always been there. This has. You know, and this is a country that was founded on Christianity. And, you know, there may be a separation of church and state, but you're always going to have that religion.
Well, I don't think that's... Are you sure you're an atheist? You don't sound like one.
Oh, I am, Bob, but I'm not proud to be an atheist. I miss the comfort I had when I was a Christian. When, you know, the comfort of knowing, you know, what happens when you die and you'll be reunited.
You mean the comfort of being deluded? The comfort of being not very intelligent? I don't know what comfort there is there. You know,
sometimes it is more comfortable to be deluded.
Well, of course, the old saying, ignorance is bliss, I know what you mean. But I think that, quite frankly, this country, while it is true that thou shalt not kill, also conforms to the laws against murder, for instance. Those laws did not come about necessarily because of religion. They came about as a result of man's experience. The killing was contrary to the building of a good society.
All right, look, I don't want to debate the whole religious foundation of America. I mean, I think we're all agreed here that that people have the right to believe what they want to believe. Neither one of you gentlemen seem to be opposed to Christians celebrating Christmas.
No, of course not.
Okay. So the problem you're having here...
Well, and I resent you saying it's my problem. I'm trying to tell atheists it's everybody's problem.
But all I'm saying here, Carl, is the problem seems to be that there are... on Sunday... It's not just Sunday anymore. It's Sunday and Christmas.
Exactly. And to me, as an atheist, that is the same as being told to go out and break big boulders into little boulders for no reason. In other words, it is a torturous experience that I'm being put through for no reason.
Well, there's a reason. You're putting it like there's torture going on.
Well,
here's a gentleman who's an atheist who's no torture, but I'm saying there's a reason for Christmas. Now, if you were taken out to a rock quarry and told to bust rocks, I wonder what purpose that would be serving other than your own torture. You see what I'm saying? But with Christmas, there is another purpose. Christians are celebrating.
Christians are celebrating, and atheists are being told to get off the pavement and walk in the gutter. And this may be something that Andrew is okay with, but not I. No, sir, not I.
All right, Andrew, thank you for your call. Yeah?
Well, gentleman sounds tongue-tied. I don't blame him.
Andrew, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. What do you mean tongue-tied? I mean, I think what you said was shocking enough.
What was shocking about it?
That atheists are told to get off the pavement and walk in the gutter on Sunday.
Are you? I'm going to reiterate. It's Sunday and Christmas. There's two things happening. That's what I'm trying to say.
I know that, and you have yet to make the case, I don't think for me anyway, that this is onerous or torturous or anything of the sort. Here is Manny on the Phil Henry Show. Manny, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you have no case whatsoever. I mean, turn your cheek, man. I mean, come on. If an atheist tries to...
They did away with Christmas. I don't know. Are you a Christian?
I am a Christian, and I'm glad.
All right.
That.
If we did away with Christmas, would you turn the other cheek?
I'm sorry. How many people are in your membership?
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that. You said turn the other cheek. You used the biblical. You quoted the Bible, so you should stick with the Bible.
How many?
So you're not relying on your Bible anymore. Very good.
Nice.
I've gotten you off.
How many
Bible.
People
all
celebrate
right.
Christmas that are not Christians? That aren't Christians.
I won't answer that until you answer my question.
I have family members that are not Christians that celebrate Christmas who...
No, they give each other gifts. They don't celebrate
don't
Christmas.
Have an issue
they
with
give you. Each other presents.
They don't believe in God. They don't believe in God at all. Are they atheists? I wouldn't say that they're atheists. It doesn't mean that they're atheists.
If they don't believe in God, then, you know, the minute you started talking, I didn't like you. And I'll tell you why.
You shouldn't.
I think that... But you are not a Christian if you are...
That's not a very good thing to say.
Well, I don't like him. And I don't believe he's got... I don't think you have family members. I think you live in a...
I do have family members. I mean, where are you getting your facts out?
I want to ask you a question. You told me to turn my cheek. I'm turning my cheek. I let you have Christmas. I let you have Sunday. I let you have Easter. I let you have
cheek by not letting you affect a day that is celebrated by many people other than just Christians.
What?
And
Christmas.
You have nothing. Christmas.
I don't have a problem with Christmas. I've got a problem with Christmas being on Sunday.
Still celebrate Christmas.
All right, let me ask you. I got to ask the caller a question, Manny. Do you know that he's against? He's not against Christmas. He's against it being on Sunday. You know that, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't know that.
And he understands that. He just said he did.
Do you know what the date of Christmas is? The 25th, right? It falls on that every year.
It falls on the last Sunday in December. No, it falls on the last Sunday in December.
Is this the first time?
No, it does not.
Christmas
falls
is celebrated on a Sunday. It falls on the last Sunday in December,
and I'm saying that.
You know what? No, it doesn't fall on the last Sunday in December.
Every Sunday, it seems like it's on a Sunday every year. I don't know the date.
Are you kidding me? It's not on Sunday
every year.
Do you know the date of Christmas, Carl?
No, my assumption was it was the last Sunday of every December.
Well, no, then if it's the last Sunday of every December.
Every year, it's the same date.
All right,
Next year, as a Christian, I'll let you know right now that Christmas isn't going to fall on a Sunday, just for you.
If it falls on a Sunday, then we've got a problem. You and I are going to have a problem.
Okay, how is that possible?
Millions
of people celebrate Christmas.
You've told me that already, and I understand that. That's got nothing to do with anything.
In Christianity.
As an atheist, I don't mind Christmas, and I don't mind Sunday, but I do mind you people jamming it all up my
ass. Every year that it falls on a Sunday, are you going to have an issue like this? I mean, what do you plan on doing?
Yes.
What
do you think I'm doing right now? I'm trying to make sense out of you. I'm trying to tell people what I believe and at the same time field questions such as yours.
Let me know
I'm
right
trying
now.
To
who
talk to you.
Talk to you.
And I'm trying to talk to you and interpret it out of Swahili into English and at the same time tell.
All right, you don't have to be offensive like that, Carl. You know, people are calling in. We've given you time on the radio show. People are calling in to ask you questions and to ask you to defend your point of view. And I think it's only fair. And you don't have to be contemptuous or insulting. I think you've been very good about it up to this point.
Well, the gentleman is.
He quoted the Bible, and then decided he didn't want to quote the Bible anymore.
I don't think he reads the Bible.
Can I ask you one question without you interrupting me or saying anything?
My name isn't Carl. It's not Carl. It's Carl.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. My Latino background doesn't allow me to pronounce things correctly. I'm sorry. Hey, can I ask you one question without you?
So now you're a racist.
I'm not racist. I told you that I'm Latino and I don't always pronounce everything perfect. Is that being racist?
Okay, ask your question and we got to move on. What is the question?
Okay, the question is, Carl, who are you going to call that can change the day of Christmas? The date. I'm not saying the day, I'm saying the date. Who can you call that will change the day of Christmas?
You simply I'm answering your question. You simply begin a cultural impetus so that people do not celebrate it on the 25th.
All right. With that, we have to take a break. Thank you very much, Manny, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. How do you start a cultural impetus?
Well, you begin to go on. You know, I'm losing my voice because I've been talking to people who I question whether or not they are Christian or atheist. I think there's something happening here. I don't know what it is. I do know that we have a great many organizations of agnostics and atheists who are opposed to the work that we're doing. They don't like us working with people in a peaceful and unified way. I believe you are getting phone calls, and you are putting them through here, Phil, from atheists and agnostics who are in some instances masquerading as Christians and are attempting to throw me off my game, are attempting to use the reverse psychology and psychological, you know.
Okay, hold on, all right?
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL. He sounds like he's getting bent out of shape. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Carl Botten as we talk about the patriotic Patriotic Atheists of America, I think is the name of the group. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry
Truth
Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here. And world-famous Phil Hendry Show presenting our Christmas Carol at midnight, the Phil Hendry Christmas Carol, our third. It's not third annual, it's our third. It would be the second annual if we were being technically, you know.
Okay.
Never mind. I don't want to explain it. We'll just call it third. Our third Christmas Carol coming up at midnight tonight. With me is Carl Botten as we discuss... I guess this is to be expected on two nights before Christmas. Mr. Botten is an atheist. He is with a group called, and forgive me, I called it Patriotic. It's Proud.
Well, I had told you the name of the group a number of times, and I also told you, Mr. Hendry, that it is our intention to be non-confrontational. It's our intention to work with people. But what I've received on your program this evening has been, I think, very insulting behavior, and you for not even to remember the name of our organization. It's not Patriotic Atheists, because I think that sounds presumptuous. It sounds inflated. There aren't enough negatives I could put on that. We're called Proud Atheists of America, and we are atheists, and we are proud. And all we're asking is for people to open their eyes and look at Christmas falling on a Sunday, and they will very clearly see that this is like a religious gluttony. It's as if the Christians of America have decided, I want to sit and I want to eat and I want to feast on my religion and I want to gluttonize, you understand? Gluttonize the experience of religion so that I sit at the end of a Sunday and a Christmas, I sit gluttoned and inflated and swollen in the eyes of man. And I don't think that's the way to be.
Well, you certainly have a way of putting things in a very disgusting way, I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know.
No, but I mean in a way that is very descriptive and disgusting. Let me get very quickly to Zachariah on the Phil Hendry Show. Hold on for just a second there, Paul. Zachariah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Carl Botten.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was actually... I know that as myself... being an agnostic, I simply keep my mind open, and it does seem a little closed-minded for me, for anybody, whether atheist or religious, to say that they know exactly what's going to happen. But I guess my point would be every religious sect, and apparently even atheist sects, there are extremists, and it just feels like maybe you're a part of that, possibly.
Well, I don't think I am. I think that I stand for things that must be stood for. I'm not against Sunday. I'm not against church. I'm not against Christmas. I'm not against Easter. I'm not against religious orders. I'm not even against In God We Trust on our money. What I'm against is the gluttony. The gluttony.
Okay, well...
What do you mean the gluttony? What does that mean, the gluttony?
I told you, not just a Sunday, but now they want to pile on with Christmas. How much more are they going to want to jam into a Sunday?
Well, that's capitalism. That's capitalism itself. I wouldn't say that has to do with
religion. Why don't they have
itself.
Easter? Well, how about this? Why don't they have Easter and Christmas and a Sunday and...
Because
well, the gentleman just said...
why they're celebrating those dates. It has nothing to do with trying to cram stuff down your throat. I guess you could say you're taking it a little too personal, I think.
I think I'm taking it the way an atheist should take it.
Well, no. How does it affect your daily
life? As a hate crime.
How does it affect your daily life?
First of all, it causes searing emotional pain when I have to drive down the street and look at all that it is.
Well, something must have happened to make you hate.
Here's Sunday. Something. Here's Christmas. Here's Santa Claus. Here are all the asinine and retarded artifacts and symbols of that day. And it's all jammed right up there. And you can laugh if you want. I can hear you laughing, and that's fine, Zachariah.
But no, it's like just your verbiage. Everything is getting crammed up your whatever. So, I mean, all I'm saying
is the clearest possible way that I can put it. It's the clearest possible way I can put it. It's like taking a softball bat. Here, I'll make it real clear. Taking a softball bat, the fat end.
Well, that's not necessary, I don't think.
No, it's not. It's not very intelligent either. I got to take another phone call. I appreciate you calling there, Zachariah. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Gina. Hi, Gina. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Carl Budden.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I was better, but I'm doing better.
Okay. Well, you know, I just can you tell me what your background is as far as education?
I was educated through my sophomore year in high school, at which time I left, went to Hollywood to attempt a modeling career. Left Hollywood when I was 21, and I came home and I began working. Quite frankly, I was relegated as a member of the underclass to working fast food restaurants, this kind of nonsense. And then I eventually got a job working for an older man who was quite wealthy and who has an estate in Santa Barbara. So I do most of his personal errands and this kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was wondering, because you do sound like you apparently don't have a big formal education, but you are very well spoken.
Yeah. Tell you what, Gina, hold on. Gina, we're going to talk to you on the other side. You hang on. You'll be first up. We have to take a news break. We'll be back with Gina and with Carl Bodden, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Christmas is falling on a Sunday. Is that too much Christianity? We'll
Phil
be back.
Henry.